And you're listening to CITR Radio, FM 102, Cable 102, Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada, and the Nardwuar to Human Serviette Radio Show. And you just heard there, Boogie Down Bronx by Man Parrish, featuring Freeze Force all out of New York. And speaking of New York history, on the line right now we have, hello, are you there?
Yes, Nardwuar.
Who are you?
This is Thor.
Thor?
The guy who battled in the subways in New York City.
Yes, what is your connection to New York City, Thor? And who are you, for people that don't know? Who are you?
I lived on 5th and 9th Street in New York and knew a lot of great people there. Joey Ramone, you know, all the guys in Kiss. And it was a great place to live. And I had a wonderful time and some great battles in New York City.
On the subway. You battled on the subway, didn't you, Thor?
That's right. I was attacked in the subway, and we wrestled and battled, and someone went on the tracks.
And this is not
it wasn't me.
This is not a joke. I mean, you really are Thor. This really is Thor, isn't it?
T-H-O-R.
Thor, Canada's heavy metal legend. Canada's, were you the first Canadian heavy metal legend, Thor?
I was one of the first guys, in fact, I was the first one to ever do a concept video in Canada.
Okay.
Ever. And yes, I would say I was one of the first heavy metal guys in Canada.
But there really wasn't heavy metal before you, Thor, right? Like,
no.
Were you like Canada's first kind of heavy metal superstar of like what became heavy metal? I know there were proto heavy metal groups like Rush and stuff like that happening, but you know what I mean? Like first true heavy metal star.
Exactly. I was there before those guys.
And you blended rock and roll, wrestling, weightlifting all together. You were the first guy to do that.
It's arena rock, gladiator rock.
And it's really come full circle, hasn't it, Thor? That's really why you're phoning into the Nardwuar to Human Serviette Radio Show here today, aren't you?
Well, let me tell you. I just came back from doing a pre-wrestling, pre-battle with Joey from DOA. We were just training and getting in the ring with the Cave Beast and getting the show ready. So, yeah, I just wanted to phone you and tell you all about what's going on.
What is going on? If people do not know, if they're under a rock, if they're in a cave and they don't know that the Cave Beast is coming, what is going on, Thor? This is exciting. This is perhaps one of the greatest things that you've ever undertaken, ever, isn't it?
Yes, I must be mad. I must be insane. When I look in the mirror, I wonder. But let me tell you that come November 29th, that's tomorrow night, we will have the most exciting extravaganza that Vancouver has ever seen, the World Kickboxing Championship. And also, there's going to be absolute mayhem with one of the wildest shows ever of Thor and DOA.
And you're going to be playing right in the ring. You're going to be in the ring, right?
That's right. They have built a special ring to accommodate this extravaganza. It has to be contained. It's so insane.
Now, this is tomorrow night at the Pacific Coliseum. What time, how much are tickets, and what entertainment value are you going to get if you go to this thing? Because it isn't just the Thor DOA gig. It's also some kickboxing, and these guys are pretty intense, aren't they?
They're super intense. They're modern-age gladiators, warriors. They go into the stage, basically into the ring, and they battle. And this is for real. Those guys, someone's going to get knocked out. They really put on a phenomenal display of power and strength. And they're very, very serious about what they do, and they just, it's amazing to see.
But as a sort of side note, the side note is like the 56-year-old is wrestling the 26-year-old?
Yes, Jerry Gionka is going to go against a young champion, and it's just to show you what can happen. I mean, there's George Foreman, right? There's others, you know, who can play hockey and they're like 49 or 50, and then there's me who can still rock at my age. I mean, it shows you, if you want to keep in shape and think young, then it's timeless, it's ageless.
And this is tomorrow night at the Pacific Coliseum, and it's Thor versus DOA.
That's right.
How is that going to work? Like, DOA is your backing band?
Yes, DOA are going to come on and do a set, and then Frank Soda will come on. He's going to explode a TV set off his head, and any kid will jump on the stage and be the female rock warrior. The Cave Beast will be on there. There's going to be just a show. It's like taking Lord of the Rings into the ring.
And you are Thor, Canada's original
That's
heavy,
right.
heavy metal legend, because a few other heavy metal legends have been rearing themselves, namely Frank Soda. I don't quite understand the full history behind Frank Soda and the Imps Thor. How does he connect to you, Thor, Canada's original? Do you like that handle I'm giving you? Canada's original heavy metal legend.
That's right. I just want to say that years ago I went up I was touring up in northern British Columbia. I went to a place called Kitimat and I saw this great guitar player, and his name was Frank Soda. And I said, "Man, you're great. You can't just stay in Kitimat. You got to come with me to Toronto." So we toured across Canada. I took him to Toronto, and it was about the age of Kiss and Alice Cooper. And we said, "Hey, let's make this thing even more theatrical." So we formed Thor and the Imps. And on our stage show, while he played guitar, I would pick him up and throw him into the audience. And we developed a lot of our theatrics through that show, Thor and the Imps.
Now, whatever happened to Frank Soda? Did he keep with you? What happened after? He had his own little career, didn't he?
Yeah, that's right. I mean, we became iconic in the area, and then he went on to do his own thing and sign with Quality Records. I signed with RCA Records. We both had our albums and career, and it's gone full circle. Now we're back together again, and we're back together with DOA, and it's just going to be absolute spectacle. What can I say? I promise it'll be something Vancouver's never seen before.
That's tomorrow night! What other promises have you made before Thor in your career?
What other promises?
Yes, like Vancouver is never going to see what they're going to see tomorrow night again. But like, what have you seen before? What
we keep trying to top it. Like, from the last event, you've never seen this and you've never seen that. But this one's going to take it another level, a new dimension in rock entertainment.
I mean, you have introduced this new character, the Cave Beast. You're really milking this Cave Beast thing, Thor. What is the Cave Beast? I love the Cave Beast. Just the name. I even saw it quoted, like, in the Vancouver Sun. You broke a new character here. It used to be you blew up hot water bottles till they exploded, but forget that. That's too easy. Now it's the Cave Beast. The Cave Beast.
Well, I'm always trying to develop something new, whether it's a Vancouver Millionaires jersey, bringing that back and developing sportswear as a tie-in with rock, or doing movies like FUBAR and having videos like FUBAR as a Super Rocker. I just see this whole thing, this whole experience as a multimedia situation, and I want to take it full bore, right? Go full bore at whatever my creativeness can take it, right? And this basically, the Cave Beast is something that's going to be in the next comic, and it's a new character I've developed. And I've always developed characters on stage. I mean, like Annie Kidd's going to be the female warrior, Octavia.
Did at one time some of the members of Thin Lizzy or Motorhead attack you on stage, like you had them dress up and they were characters in London?
One time we did a show with them, yes, and we had a battle and I was hit in the head with a guitar, yes, and went unconscious.
But who is the guy in that Live in London, the Thor Live in London video that attacks you? Was that a guy from Hawkwind or Motorhead?
That's right. It was a guy from Hawkwind. Lemmy actually was originally with Hawkwind before he went and joined Motorhead.
Got busted at the Canadian border.
Yeah, and the guy's name was Nick Turner, and he was the bass player for Hawkwind, and he played Loki, and I battled him on stage.
And you're always introducing these characters, and the Cave Beast is coming. I love the Cave Beast.
Watch out for the Cave Beast. When you see him, it's going to be an awesome experience.
And of course, Thor, you also are going to be bending the steel, right? You love bending the steel. Like, you get a chunk of steel, and you bend it, right?
I just love doing that. I love sticking my chomps into those, into that heavy metal. But the whole thing is, there's going to be new strength feats shown on this one, right? The steel is something I've done a lot, and I just did it on television, so I'm doing all new things. There's going to be bricks smashed to my chest and some other surprises.
And you are Canadian. You are Canadian. You are from Vancouver, Eric Amber High School, Thor.
That's right. Born and raised in Vancouver, British Columbia.
And you're playing tomorrow night with DOA at the World Kickboxing Championship at the Pacific Coliseum. What time does that all start, just if people are interested?
Okay, the kickboxing starts at 7:30. The concert will be at 9 o'clock.
tomorrow night in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. And we're speaking here to Thor, Canada's original heavy metal legend. And Thor, you were taught a lot of these strength feats by a Canadian, Doug Hepburn, who is, you know, a major, major force in weightlifting. And I guess he passed away a few years ago. And now you're doing this kickboxing thing, which is kind of, you know, related to weightlifting, you know, sports, that type of thing. What did Doug Hepburn teach you?
Doug Hepburn showed me the secret of the steel, how to bend the steel bars, how to do these strength feats with, it's basically, it's not just strength, but concentration.
And I want to interrupt for a moment here,
yeah.
Thor. Sorry to interrupt you, but
that's fine.
I'm sorry to interrupt you, but I want to say that it's not just you bending, you also singing too, like you're singing.
I sing a song. And then we go into the bending of the steel.
Yeah, but you do a whole bunch of songs. Like, you are, for people that maybe don't know, you're not just, you know, strength. You actually sing. And I love the way you've kind of returned to your roots, because when I saw you opening for DOA a little while back, you opened with Sweet's Piece of the Action, which you opened in, like, 1974 in, like, Caesar's Palace in Las Vegas on the Merv Griffin Show.
That's right. I like to think I'm not just a circus performer, right? I mean, these are all additional items that when you do a show, when you go on stage and perform, I feel you got to do a show. You got to do all these exciting things to make it a fun and a special event. When you listen to the CD, you hear the music, and I am a musician at first and foremost, and I like to think of myself as that. I think as a songwriter and a musician.
But can we just detour just for a second? You can get
sure.
to Doug Hepburn in a second, but let's go to Vegas. I know you've told me this numerous times, but please, the Merv Griffin Show, you, Vegas, and what you were wearing.
Okay, well, I was developing the Thor character, and it was in the glitter rock period, so my outfit was very glittery at the time. It was stars and stripes, and I had a hammer that was sort of the beginnings of the hammer I have now, and of course, a cape. It was probably more superhero-ish. In fact, at that time in Las Vegas, I flew around the audience, and one time the cable snapped, so I fell 30 feet down onto the stage.
Wow, that's very scary.
Yes.
That's almost very kind of like Bret the Hitman Hardish type thing, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. It was very close to being that.
Jeez.
I was pretty winded at the time.
And that was all part of this Merv Griffin thing. What year was that?
It was 1976.
1976, and you
yeah.
began. I saw a TV clip of you singing Action by Sweet.
Action by the Sweet with the Mort Lindsay Orchestra, because they wouldn't let me... there was a union going on at the time, and a situation where they wouldn't let me go into Caesar's Palace with my own band. And that's sort of where Frank and I sort of parted ways at that time. So I couldn't, like, bring him in. And then I had to use the Mort Lindsay Orchestra. And it was sort of weird doing Action with violins and stand-up bass and things like that. But, hey, and horns, right? But it worked.
And that was it, back there in the 1970s on the Merv Griffin Show in Las Vegas. And you're bringing a bit of that Las Vegas excitement to Vancouver tomorrow night, Thor. Tomorrow night at the World Kickboxing Championship. Thor versus DOA. Back to Doug Hepburn. What did he teach you? He's a Canadian.
That's right. Doug Hepburn taught me never to give up. Doug Hepburn had polio. He had one leg that was all shriveled up, yet he was able to train and become the world's strongest man. He won the Olympics for Canada. Nobody believed in him. He raised money by doing stunts at Capilano Stadium between innings of the baseball games. He never gave up. He believed in himself. He went out there and won for Canada, and he showed me the same kind of thing. He was also a great singer. He was a phenomenal singer as well. So he showed me how to sing. He showed me, not that I'm the greatest singer in the world, but he showed me how to sing. He showed me he actually could bend dimes in his fingers.
Wow, and do you do that at all, Thor?
That one I could never master, no.
But he did teach you about the steel. He's the guy that taught you the secret of bending the steel, right?
Secrets of the steel, yep.
And speaking of the secrets of the steel and strength, Thor, your good friend Arnold Schwarzenegger is now the Gouvernator. What is the Thor-Arnold Schwarzenegger connection?
Well, I think Arnold has done very well, I must say. He's gone in there, and he's the governor of California. And one time I just wanted Arnold to come up for a bodybuilding championship in Vancouver, and we had it all set. There was going to be a banquet. This goes way back. And he wanted to change because he was traveling to London, England, so he wanted to change the event, so he couldn't change the event. So I guess he was a little perturbed about that, but hey, I wish him all the best.
You didn't get a chance to meet him then?
Oh, I met him in New York one time. It was shortly thereafter, and I guess he was still angry about the situation where he wanted to change the whole physique contest, and I couldn't change the date. So anyhow, he saw me backstage. Joe Weider said, "Hey, come back, young lad," because I was 18 at the time. He said, "Come back, and we'll take to the photography studio. We're going to take pictures of you and all the Mr. Universe guys." And anyhow, Arnold steps in, and he saw me. He goes, "Hey, you out?" And I says, "I'm not getting out." And there was a confrontation, and Joe Weider stepped in. He said, now, Arnold, give the young boy a chance."
And, of course, you were Mr. Canada and, like, Mr. Team Burger USA as well, right?
Yeah, representing A&W, no, Team Burger, yeah, Mr. Team USA and Mr. Canada.
That's what you were.
Yeah, and Mr. USA. I went on to win the Mr. USA championship as well.
And what were you doing? Like, what sort of, was it just the overall Mr. USA thing? Like, what was there a particular category?
No, the overall. You win the tall class, which was my class, right? There's tall class, medium class, and small class, right? And then I won the tall class, and you go overall, and you win the overall thing, or lose, or whatever. But I won Mr. North America, Mr. USA, and Mr. Canada, and...
And no steroids either, right? No steroids. You did it the real way, the Canadian way.
The all-Canadian way.
The Doug Hepburn way. What about Lou Ferrigno? Lou Ferrigno!
Yes, Lou Ferrigno. Well, he's another guy who has huge bone structure, so he could go in and win huge titles. The guy was just massive.
Did you bring him to Vancouver?
No, I didn't, but I competed against him twice, once in Mr. Universe in Switzerland, another time in a Teenage Mr. America championship.
Do you have any ambitions for politics at all, Thor?
No, I don't. I was never a politician.
It's amazing the way you mention these names, like Joe Weider. Like you mentioned Joe Weider, the Weider. Joe Weider, or you mentioned Hawkwind, like this, these famous names, this matter-of-factly, Thor, such a fascinating history that you have.
Yes, well, you know, in traveling around and for so many years playing at so many places and different kinds of events, I've had the pleasure of meeting many people. I mean, guys like Rodney Dangerfield or the Osmonds, Tony Orlando and Don, I mean, on and on and on, and just recently Henry Rollins and of course, Joe from DOA, and I mean, it's a fantastic thing to be able to go out there and meet your brothers out there.
And you've had some disappointments too, Thor, haven't you? Like, you were going to be the King of Kensington. You were going to be the King of Kensington. You were going to be in Full Metal Jacket, but you were shot down.
Hey, with success comes failure. If you can't accept failure and overcome failure, that's what Doug Hepburn always tried to teach me. Right? Overcome your failure, and you can't win every physique championship. Don't let it kill you. You know, I mean, I used to go on stage after coming second in Mr. Canada, and I smashed the trophy on stage. I was a very poor loser. He taught me, hey, don't be a poor loser. Just win next time. Just keep wanting to win. So, hey, sure, I've had my ups and downs.
That's awesome. You smashed the trophy on stage.
That's right. You know, what happens... You get on these dives, I would bulk up for the championship, and then about a month before, go on just water, vitamin pills, and tuna fish for the championship, and just eat that, and you start going nuts.
That's amazing. And actually, Thor, if people visit your website,
ThorCentral.com.
ThorCentral.com, there's a revealing interview with you done for Adult Video News, where it's... You lost your virginity at age 7, Thor.
That's correct, yes.
You dirty, dirty dog.
Why is that dirty, though? See, I'm very open with sex, right? I can walk freely along Wreck Beach and think it's very natural.
Well, you have nothing to be embarrassed about,
There's
Thor.
Nothing to be embarrassed about. I think sex is a wonderful thing.
And you are Thor from ThorCentral.com playing tomorrow night. Tomorrow night,
tomorrow
right?
Tomorrow night. And, like, I love... the idea of event rock or arena rock, and that's what's going on tomorrow.
And that's basically what you began by doing. You combined, like, body rock, and rock and roll, right? Body rock. That's what it was, right?
It started off as body rock, yes.
That was the name of your band?
Yes.
and you combined weightlifting and rock and roll. The first person ever to do that. And I think right beside you is your webmaster right now.
That's right, Thunder Geek.
Thunder Geek!
He's here right now.
So maybe you can hand the phone to him for a
second.
I'll
hand it to him
right
now.
And then we'll come back to you to finish off your Thor, Canada's original heavy metal legend.
Thank you, Nardwar. Here is Thunder Geek.
Thank you, and you are listening to CITR Radio, FM 102, Cable 102, Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada, and the Nardwar the Human Serviette Radio Show, and who are you? Are you there, sir?
Nardwar, you are a silly, silly serviette, and this is Thunder Geek.
Who are you?
I am Michael Tomer, and in the Thor world, I'm known as Thunder Geek, and I'm just a friend of Thor. I met him back in the mid-90s, and I thought, anything I can do to help this guy, I want to do it.
Now, the circumstances of you being in town here are absolutely incredible.
It's astoundingly weird. I'd set up a show for one of my idols, Mark Mothersbaugh of Devo. I'm doing an art tour for him, and I set up a show months ago to be at the B-Fly Gallery here in Vancouver on Water Street, and we have an opening tomorrow night at 7, and it just happened to be that Thor scheduled a show on the same day, and so here I am for the Devo show, and here I am for the Thor show, so it's really quite weird, and you know, I knew you, Nardwar, from the Thor thing, and then when you contacted me to try to get a Mark Mothersbaugh interview, you were kind of surprised I was the same person.
Yeah, it's incredible. Like, the Thor-Devo connection. I mean, who would ever thought Thor and Devo connected?
It's all the same world, Nardwar. You know that. The things that we like, you know, you and I, they're all connected. The world gets smaller and smaller.
Maybe we should plug the Mark Mothersbaugh exhibition that's happening tomorrow. What's happening tomorrow and for the next couple of weeks, and where is it again? It's the B-Fly Gallery.
The B-Fly Gallery is on North Water Street. I believe the address is 341.
341 Water Street, second floor.
Right, so the opening tomorrow starts at 7. If you can't get to the kickboxing thing right at 7, feel free to come out and see some of Mark Mothersbaugh's very strange almost diary pages, basically. The postcards that he drew over the last, he's been doing them for 30 years, but these that are on display are the last several years of work, and he comments on sex and politics and the world in general, and he's a social scientist, and he's making observations on how screwed up our world is, how devolved it is, if you will. So, you know, come out and see some weird artwork. Mark may be there, and I know that you're going to call him in about 15 minutes.
Yes, there hopefully, touch wood, will be an Mark Mothersbaugh on the Nardwar the Human Serviette Radio Show, perhaps in about 15 or so minutes. So if anybody has any questions, feel free to phone in, 822-247-UBC-CITR, 604-UBC-CITR. But right now, back to you, Michael P. You are quite a Devo obsesso, aren't you? You really are a Devo obsesso.
I gladly embrace.
I mean, because Mark Mothersbaugh, of course, is from Devo, right?
Yes.
Actually, can you buy his stuff that's on display tomorrow night?
Sure, and it's all very affordable. His whole point of this tour is to make artwork affordable for students, first-time art buyers, you know, not your typical art connoisseur. So everything is cheaper than he even framed it for. So he's really, this is a mission, you know, that he's dedicated to.
And he's still pretty crazy and nutso, eh, to let you take over and do stuff and let me do interviews, right?
Yeah, he appreciates the weirdness in the world, and he's pulled towards it like a magnet.
Because you are like a Devo super fan that latched on to the Devo. Like, you went as far as you could go, right, to Devo, right?
Well, they changed my life. They were the first band that taught me how to not trust authority and how to question religion. And so it was like I saw the light through them. So it's very cool that I get to actually talk to them like they're pals.
And, of course, you have the Thor connection.
And Thor is the same thing. Thor taught me how to, you know, love the women at an early age. So Thor's up there with Mark Mothersbaugh. He's an idol, and I feel honored to not only be able to hang out with Thor and Devo, but to talk to you, Nardwar. You're a man of many weird energies, and I appreciate your dedication to the cause.
Well, before we let you go, Michael P., I just want to ask you, how far have you gone in your Devo obsessoing? I noticed on your website you have Bob Two's bathrobe.
Oh, yeah.
Going a bit too far, getting a bathrobe?
Well,
come on.
To the point where the Devo guys started challenging me on what I might collect. You know, they're like, oh, you're a collector? Well, here, collect this. And I'd be like, okay, all right, I'll collect it. I'll put that speeding ticket that you got on my website. So, you know, it just gets to be, I have to treat collecting with a sense of humor because I think it's a really funny hobby, and some people take themselves way too seriously with it. So it's a sickness, but I embrace it.
And if people want to check out that website and the Mark Mothersbaugh exhibition website or the Thor website, maybe you want to run those off there, please,
sure,
Michael.
Sure. Go to Mark Mothersbaugh's main website. It's www.mutato, that's M-U-T-A-T-O.com. You'll find links there to his tour sites, both 2003 and 2004. And the Devo Obsesso site is my extremely obsessive fan site, and it's Devo-Obsesso, that's O-B-S-E-S-S-O.com. and there you will be sick.
And ThorCentral.com, right?
ThorCentral.com, obviously, is a place where everybody can go get healed.
And tomorrow night at the B-Fly Gallery, again, at 341 Water Street,
yep.
Second floor, about 7 p.m. is the opening.
Yep.
Mark Mother's Boz postcards will be on display for 2 weeks as well, right?
That show runs till December 20th, so if you can't get down there tomorrow, please feel free to go on and see some of his very bizarre imagery.
Anything else you want to add to the people out there at all, Michael P., about Thor and Diesel happening at the same night? You should give a plug again for Thor. Well, I guess we'll talk to Thor here for a second.
Yeah, I'm going to put him back on the line. I would just say, everybody, choose your mutations carefully and choose them by going to see Thor and Mark Mothersbaugh's artwork.
Well, thank you very much, Michael, and doot-doot-a-loot-doo.
You silly serviette, I'm going to put you back on the phone.
Almost, Michael. Doot-doot-a-loot-doo. Doot-doot. And you're still listening to CITR Radio, FM 102, Cable 102, Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada, and the Nardwar to Human Serviette Radio Show. And Thor, are you still there?
Yeah, here I am, Nardwar.
Winding up here. Isn't that incredible? Your webmaster hooked me up with Devo.
Oh, yes, it's a small world.
And vice versa. I mean, I can't believe I'm hooked up with you, Thor, Canada's original, with extra zesty sauce, Canadian heavy metal legend.
Yeah.
Thank you very much, Thor. I really appreciate you phoning in. And tomorrow night again, maybe just plug it one more time in case people got the Devo info and not your info.
Yes. Come November 29th, Saturday night, at the Pacific Coliseum in Vancouver. You will see something you've never seen before. The World Kickboxing Championships and the Thor DOA Spectacular Concert.
Had you had any run-ins with Devo before you met Michael? Like, what about this connection, this Devo-Thor connection? This is crazy.
I actually saw Devo back when they were, for their costumes, they were wearing garbage bags, right? I saw them in New York back in the late 70s.
Wow.
Yes.
Was that before or after you dated Charo?
That was after I dated Charo.
Because that's pretty exciting. Dating Charo.
I got her in a garbage bag, too.
Ba-boom! Charo! Dating Charo. How did that all come about, Thor?
Well, basically, she was looking for a stud for the night when we went to a party. And I was recommended, and she said, okay, we'll try him on. So I took her to the party. Yeah, that's how it started.
And you have no problem renting yourself out, do you?
Well, you know, hey. You know, it's just basically you go out there and, you know, it was just a fun night. We talked and danced and, you know, it's normal people do.
And you just did that the other weekend for a wedding. You were renting yourself out at a wedding, right?
That's right. I rented the tux and went to the wedding. And then I put on my gladiator outfit and I just rocked out with the guys. I had a great band down in San Francisco. I mean, there was Joe Preston from the Melvins, from the Superconductors. There was Keith and Tom Flynn from Fang, ex-Fang member, man. The Keith Perry was awesome on drums there. He's an unbelievable drummer.
And you're going to be doing the same thing in a little while down in Los Angeles as well, right?
That's right. We're going to be going to Los Angeles, and the date's not totally confirmed yet, but pretty soon, you know, we're going to do the same in Los Angeles. What our plan is to do this event rock in large cities, right? Like there's going to be Los Angeles, there's going to be Toronto, there's going to be New York. Last year, I went on a 40-city tour, stuck in a van, and I just can't handle that. I got to get, you know, fly into places, do this kind of event rock, and come back. Still, I'm going to do about 10 cities this year.
And what's going on the movie front? Lastly here, Thor, what's going on the movie front with you?
A lot of movies I'm involved with. That's another thing. Like I said, I like to see this as multimedia. So with the movies, you know, we completed some scenes from the new Intercessor movie. It's the Intercessor trilogy. There's also the feature Intercessor. We're going to be working. I have a new comic out right now, Thor versus the Beast Woman from the Center of the Earth, and I'm doing a soundtrack for it and the movie for that, Thor versus the Beast Woman from the Center of the Earth.
Well, thanks so much for phoning in to the Nardwar to Human Serviette Radio Show here today, Thor. So I really appreciate it, and we're going to end right now with a couple tracks, Anger,
yes.
And also another track, very interestingly titled, Throwing Cars at People on Coke with Thor. What's the genesis of those two tunes?
Well, anger is basically what's going on in the world. A lot of people are angry. When I was in the U.S., in San Francisco, you know, singing anger, and the audience of all ages sang along. It was almost fervent. It was almost frightening. They were getting into it so much. Because a lot of people out there are angry, angry about what's going on. Throwing cards at people on Coke with Thor just goes to show you what happens when you drink Coca-Cola and Pepsi and all that caffeine. It just drives you nuts, and you want to just pick up cars and throw stuff.
And what band was that then? Was that then with Anal Cunt?
That's right, with the band Anal Cunt, or Politically Correct AC. Seth sang along with me. He's quite when I performed in Boston, and Seth attended the show, everybody knew who Seth was. He's just very, very popular.
Well, thanks again for phoning in, Thor. Anything else you want to add to the people out there at all? Why should people care about Thor?
Why should people care about Thor? Basically, because I'll give them everything I can. You know, when I do a show, it's for the audience. And if I break ribs or I snap teeth or whatever, I like to give a show a performance, and hopefully the audience will enjoy it. And also, not just the show, but the music, right? I think a lot of people like our music. We got, you know, besides throwing the show aside, and if we just came out in jeans and T-shirts, I think the music would stand up. But I like to give it everything.
Well, thanks much, Thor. Keep on rocking in the free world, and doot, 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 doot.
Doot, doot.